The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 94 Phoenix O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics with your co-hosts, Dawn Fleming and Linda Robot, who are here to offer you a deeper perspective of what is really going on and how you can disconnect from the chaos and plug into a higher consciousness.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics. I am Dawn Fleming, and I feel so blessed that you're joining us today and opening to your inner mystic. I am very excited that this is the beginning of our second season of shows, and we have a wonderful lineup for our listeners. But before we move into our topic today, I want to introduce my co-host, Linda Robach. Linda is a good friend, an incredible light and mystic healer. Ever since I met Linda, she has been doing her inner work and allowing her inner mystic to help others to heal, find peace, and move forward in life. It is my honor to know her and to do this show with her. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Dawn, and thank you so much. I love doing this show with you. And I want our listeners to know a little bit about you, if they don't already, that you are very gifted as a medical intuitive, and we've had some results from that, I know. You're a Reiki master, an educator, and an author, and you certainly have assisted many others in reaching their healing goals and living their truth. And I guess what I would just say, you are a catalyst for positive change, and you set an example by living your truth and in alignment with that truth. So I am, too, excited about what we have in store for our listeners this season. So, glad to be here with you today.
Thank you, Linda. So, I know we've both had this really long break from getting together and planning and doing these shows. So, just like give us a, you know, tell us how your summer's been since June. Tell us what's been going on.
Wow. Well, I would say the very beginning of the summer, I went to an Earthkeeper gathering, a conference in Colorado. And that kind of was my kickoff for the summer, which was very fun, full, and fast. But at that conference, we had a day trip where we went to a site. It was a sacred site. And it was at that particular site in Colorado that I experienced a deep past life healing. And the whole trip and so forth was full of synchronicities and miracles, and I'd love to share that at another time. But going back to some of the things, I'm just going to hit two or three highlights that I experienced this summer. One was officiating my brother's wedding at the Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. It was absolutely beautiful, and it was so moving. And as I was doing the ceremony, I absolutely had to ask for tissues because as we were honoring our ancestors, I could not stop the water from coming out my every orifice on my face, I think. Anyway, another highlight for me this summer was celebrating 43 years of marriage to my husband, Ed, and also enjoying our family, our children and grandchildren with their birthdays, with crab feast, Orioles games, on and on. And you know what summer's like in Maryland, Dawn. So at this time, tell us what you've been up to. What projects have you been working on over the last couple of months?
Well, thank you, Linda. And yes, I do know what Maryland's like. All that, a lot of nice warmth, but sometimes that humidity's kind of crazy. But congratulations on 43 years of marriage. Yeah. Wow, that is fabulous. So like you, Bill and I, we were on the move. We spent almost 2 weeks on vacation visiting Crater Lake, and we returned to Mount Shasta, which is a very sacred spiritual place for us to visit. And then from there, we drove across California into the northern Pacific coast to be in that redwood forest energy. And that was just so, just a blessing to be in that redwood forest. It was just incredible. And then we welcomed a third grandson into our family on June 1st. And it was really wonderful because our daughter and her husband and baby live 4 miles from us. So we've been able to really enjoy this baby and be around this small guy. And that's been really wonderful. And this summer I started working with a group of holistic health educators and experts, and we're putting together a workshop that's going to be given on October 24th in Scottsdale, Arizona. And the workshop is called Create Your Fertility. And we all come from a different background with holistic health, and we're going to be like telling and instructing couples what they can do to help them have success in getting pregnant and having a healthy baby. And we're going to work with couples that are in the process of just thinking about it, as well as couples that have been trying to have a baby and haven't had success yet. Maybe they've had challenges or issues, or maybe the doctors can't find anything wrong with them. So we're going to be giving a holistic approach about how to work with, you know, the body, the mind, the spirit, and the emotions to align into a place of balance so that the body can, you know, the workshop's called Create Your Fertility. So we boost the body into being able to do what it's supposed to be doing. So that's really exciting. Like I said, mm-hmm. The first one will be October 24th, and the website is www.createyourfertility.com. So there'll be more information on there about the upcoming workshop. So now that we're refreshed and ready for the season, Linda, lead us in today's topic, uncovering your greatness, finding your true self.
Well, one of the things that I use to help me find and get in touch with my true self, where that greatness resides, is using this technique. So I'm going to share with you now, as we take a pause, be still and know I am God. Be still and know I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. So we'll revisit this practice at the end of the show. But for now, let's talk about the true self. What is the true self? So for me, understanding who my true self is comes from experience and comes from knowing that there is a source that animates my being. It is not the physical me who calls the shots, even though I so often think I am the one that's in charge. It's when I get still, silent, and open that I'm able to listen to and trust the guidance which comes from within, from my heart. That's a holy moment. And then I am aware of my true self. There have been times that I actually witnessed or got a glimpse of my true self. One time I was lifted out of my physical body and became aware that I was a part of the one light. And Dawn, there are really no words for me to describe that and some of these things that happen, because what happened defies science as we know it in third dimension. Yet I cannot deny the reality of being part of an awesome energy source. The time that that happened to me, the first time it happened, I was aware that I had an individual consciousness. I was also acutely aware of communicating my thoughts and feelings to the light source. I had a realization of being outside of time as we know it, and that the light source by which I am powered is in me, and it is also the source of all that is. So I no longer feared death after I was given awareness of truth in that experience 20 years ago. My true self is eternal and is with me all the time, always, in all ways. So when I remember who I really am, then I can surrender my efforting as I ask and allow my true self to run the show. A lot of words to try to describe this experience and feeling of the true self. So, Dawn, I'd love for you to share your view of the true self.
That was great, Linda. I love the wording. I could not deny the reality of being a part of an awesome energy source. And we know that this state of being is really hard to describe, but awesome energy source, that really is great wording to describe that. I love it. So for me, the true self, like you said, is undefinable. We can use words to describe it, like awesome energy source, but really in order to know it, we must experience it. The true self is when we are aligned with that mystical part of ourself, that higher self that we talked about in all the other shows where we've talked about being a modern mystic. That self with a capital S that is motivated to know ourselves as one with the one source, or if you want to call that God, and to live sharing the greatness that extends from that state of being with the world around us. I believe that the journey to the true self is the real reason that we are here. It is a journey within that no one else can tell us how to get there, and no one can go with us on it. This is a process of shedding our conditioning to move through the darkness, to find what Richard Rohr, he's a Catholic priest who's a big writer in spirituality and mysticism. He calls this state of being of the true self, of aligning in it, our immortal diamond. I have experienced my true self several times in this lifetime, and a few of these times it's occurred in meditation. And all of a sudden I go from being my everyday self into that place of perfect peace with everything that is going on in my life, no matter what is going on. And in that state of being, there's just no separation between me and that God, source, higher self, part of me. Recently, I had a very different experience of the true self. I wasn't in meditation. I was walking outdoors, and all of a sudden, I felt this incredible alignment occurring within my whole being. And I was walking, and in this experience, people, you would think it would be very ungrounding, but I was very grounded and connected. And my head at the same time felt very lifted with immense clarity. And it's as if I had taken a step and walked into a place of no worries, and I was just centered in love and appreciation for all life that was occurring around me. It felt like I stepped out of my story of who my ego self told me I was, and I stepped into alignment with this true self, with this state of perfection. And the support and energy that was flowing to me, through me, was just amazing. And, you know, that awesome energy source was just flowing through me. So Did this just happen to me out of the blue? No, I wouldn't say so. I have really been consciously deepening my spiritual practices and doing a lot of healing work and moving more, opening and moving into this open state more as I've been releasing, you know, the old stories that I stepped out of. So, mm-hmm. Linda, can you tell us how we've silenced the true self?
Oh, how have we silenced the true self? Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is that I've silenced the true self by listening to my inner critic. Not only listening to my inner critic, but believing that the negative thoughts are true. And I can really do a number on myself. And Dawn, you mentioned releasing old stories. That's an important aspect to breaking out of the bondage to our inner critic and taking a step toward uncovering our greatness. Something else that has come to me just in the last couple of days about how have I silenced my true self is by feeling guilty, guilt feelings. So any time that I realize I'm feeling less than or guilty about something I said or did, I just have to put on that inner stop, take a breath, and then realize that is something that I can release. And also we silence the true self, I think, by believing that our ego self is what matters and that it's real. It amazes me how often I catch myself when I'm coming from ego. They're just little subtle things. And when we become aware that we are acting out of ego or the false self, as Richard Rohr calls it, we can immediately put on that inner stop, take a breath, and ask the true self to take the lead. And I do that often. When we petition, we ask humbly, then the next right thought or action shows up, for me anyway. So, Dawn, what are indications that you've thought about that we're not listening to our true self?
There's several things, and like you've mentioned already, listening to that inner critic and believing it would begin the list. And then here are some other indications of not being aligned in our true selves. When I'm not at peace, if I'm thinking there's never enough or I am not enough, striving and letting go of what we value in order to please others are things that show that we're out of alignment. Also, to chase success or to chase anything. Depression, despair, hopelessness, that mm-hmm. critic again, that judging myself, judging others, anger from the past, anger in the now, or if I feel like I have to justify my position. And then we get into the fear mode, fear of being ourself and letting someone really see who we are, fear of judgment, fear of true greatness. And with that said, with fear of true greatness and fear of letting someone see who we really are, I just wanted to share Marianne Williamson's famous quote. And in this quote, I believe that she's really talking about our alignment with the true self. So here it goes. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And I just love her words. We are powerful beyond measure. And this comes from living in conscious union with our true self. When we are in our true self, there really is no chasing. Our alignment in this great light brings forth what is for our highest good. And I'll just say that there's just so much freedom in not having to plan and figure it all out. And it's just so much simplicity added to our lives. And we have more energy when we can let go and move within the dynamic of this true self. So, Linda, how can we remove the wall that blocks our true self?
Well, I love that your statement about there's much simplicity added to our lives when we can let go and then move into that dynamic of our true self. I also think we can remove the wall or barriers to our true self by first discerning who is running the show. Is it our ego self or our divine self? And the answer lies within us. I know it is my true self when the divine source of which I'm a part makes itself known through my heart mind. And that's the significant piece for me. Becoming aware of how I am feeling and then expressing that feeling appropriately. All too often, I'm in my head and the huge committee convened there holds a discussion about whatever the issue is. Breaking out of those seemingly endless thoughts can be so difficult. And I welcome any tools that help me shift the energy so that I can align with my true self. And recently, a friend gave me a prayer, which I've used to overcome the negative and limiting thoughts that keep running in my mind. It's short and simple, and it goes like this. Please heal my fear-based thought, or thoughts. So God, universe, Holy Spirit, however you pray, please heal my fear-based thoughts. And as soon as I sincerely pray these words, heaviness and blocks begin to lift and a portal opens. It's like the heavens open up. Light infuses me and I'm at peace. I can't explain it. It just happens. Also, fears underlie every negative emotion or thought that we have. And as A Course in Miracles says, we're either coming from love or fear. That's definitely true for me. When we look underneath anger, resentments, and negativity, we find fear. Notice the next time you are angry, sad, or upset, and see if you can identify the fear underlying the emotion. Then, make a choice to come from love. And the way I do that is to think to myself, what is the most loving thought or action I can take for myself right now? And that helps me a lot when I do that. So by releasing my fear-based thoughts and tuning into the truth of me, my essence, I am peaceful, content, and in alignment with my true self. Oh, that sounds so easy. And we know what it's like. It is a practice, and it's a commitment to myself. So, Dawn, I'd love for you to share your thoughts on removing the wall and aligning with our true self.
Thanks, Linda. I love your comment. It sounds easy, but we know it's really a work in progress.
Yes, it is. It's good we have each other, too.
It is, and it's really good to have a spiritual community that can give you that love and support when you're there in the middle of the struggle. So to support what you just shared, I had this quote, and I'll share it right now. Your true self will take over to the degree that you let go of your illusionary self. So let me say that one more time. Your true self will take over to the degree that you let go of your illusionary self. It is that simple. By Gorasana. So it sounds simple, but it's that process of looking at your story, that illusionary story, but it seems so real to us, and work to heal those areas that need healing and to release it. Our story keeps us imprisoned in a very limited experience of what our life could potentially be. You are not this story, and the stories that you're telling, it is not your true identity. Some people get hung up in their story because they're holding on to making some other people responsible or wrong for what happened in the past. And we'll be talking about that in the next show about forgiveness. It will be very powerful in helping you to meet your true self by letting go of the story. Other people are attached to their story because it's comfortable, or maybe they believe it gives them some kind of clout. The ego self is not eliminated when we move into alignment with true self. The ego serves the true self when we make this alignment.
That is so powerful for me right now in my own process. So read it again.
Yeah, because, you know, the ego feels threatened, but when the ego self is not eliminated by this true self alignment, the ego self then serves the true self when we make this alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not losing anything. We're really raising our vibration and consciousness, so our ego can serve a higher vibration. So here's how we can let go of the hold that this illusionary egoic self has over us. Take some quiet time alone for reflection, meditation, or breath work. And a lot of people say they can't sit still and meditate, but you can just sit still and reflect or just do some breath work. This helps you quiet that chattery, egoic, false self that has been guiding your life and helps you to move into peace. And I mean, don't just do this once. Do this once a day, and you'll begin to, it'll be easier just to move into the quiet every time you practice this. Another thing to do is just contemplate on what it would look like to step out of your story and into alignment with your true self. Just taking some quiet time just to contemplate that. And then begin visualizing that shift. And by working with that, you will just be amazed at the amount of insight that you will receive. So you may want to have a journal to write some of that down. Another thing we can do is live consciously. And that is by being aware of what you are projecting and to be able to look deeper within for your true light. And I think that live consciously goes with what Linda was saying, is that when she sees or feels the fear come up, she works with that prayer. So it's like she's aware of, all right, I'm out of alignment, and now I have a process that I can work with to move back within my true light to make that alignment. So other ways to assist this process is to receive energy work like Reiki, healing touch, to help remove the blocks, the energy blocks in the body, in the mind, and the emotions that have occurred from a life of living out of true self-alignment. Also, yoga and body work can be helpful as well, but these really must be done in coordination with the other methods that I've mentioned and that Linda has mentioned. I just wanted to share how aligning with the true self has made a difference in my life. And for those of you who've really known me for a long time, you know that I do a lot of planning, or I've done a lot of planning, and just like busy every moment that my eyes are open. And since this alignment in more times than not in the true self, I really have a lot less busyness going on. I really make sure in the morning when I wake up that I'm aligned in this place, and I keep trying to check in during the day to make sure I'm still aligned. So if I'm feeling anything but peace, I just consciously slow down, step back, and breathe, and just look at what's going on. So the biggest difference that I've found as I've touched that real me, I'll call that true self, the real me, and this me that I've aligned with is what I was looking for when I was 8 years old. I would stand in front of the bathroom mirror staring at myself, looking for the real me, and I was really frustrated because I just couldn't find her. And now that I know her and have felt that greatness that is beyond words, that amazing or that awesome energy source, I know that peace and freedom that I can have when I step out of my story and into the true self. And I just feel really elevated and feels like a whole new world is there to totally support me and who I am meant to be. So it's not like I'm not getting anything done because I'm not busy every moment, but I've really just stepped into a flow that feels supportive, peace-filled, and gives me direction into where I'm supposed to go instead of the ego that feels it has a need to prove something or to provide me some quick result. So when I meditate, I feel this powerful, loving energy fill me. And like Linda and I both said, there's just no words to describe the experience, but it's just wonderful to have that feeling flowing through me and supporting my path throughout the day. And anyone can choose this path. It's not as easy as we've made it sound, but by dedicating yourself and living consciously, you can connect with the true self and reach a really deep level of healing.
Wow, that's great, Dawn, and that is true. That is true. And I guess it requires, not only you said dedication, but practice.
Yes.
So...
so that brings
us to... moving into announcements.
Yes.
So what's up for you?
I just talked about the Create Your Fertility workshop. It's October 24th. And that website is www.createyourfertility.com. And I have a Reiki 1 class on September 20th. And that's on my website, www.energytransformations.org. And since our topic is true self, I saw that on Richard Rohr, and his name is spelled R-O-H-R, his website, he has a online studies course starting today, September 9th through November 18th, and it's called Immortal Diamond, A Study in Search of the True Self. So if that's something you're interested in, you may want to check it out. And the website is CAC, that's C as in cat, .org, CAC.org. So also, if you sign up for my newsletter, my free newsletter, you will receive a free chakra alignment MP3 download. And you can do that by going onto my website at energytransformations.org as well and just clicking the button and signing up. So I know that was a lot, but Linda, tell us what you have coming up.
Okay, before we begin to close, just a couple of things. We have an upcoming ACT, a Community of Transformation gathering on Sunday, September the 13th. And Corinne Sokol, who's going to be one of our guests in the future, is going to be our presenter that day. And her topic is You Can Master the Art of Creation. And then we have Music and Movement by Lauren Kelly Washington. So it's going to be a wonderful time if you can come be in our new space, which is also on the website. So I'll just say the website is www.actannapolis.org. And also we have an international peace concert coming up with Gary Hartnett and friends. And that's Friday evening, September the 18th, and then all day Saturday, September the 19th. So as we take a breath right now and come to the close of the show, Let's review the technique to align with our true self by back mapping the phrase, "Be still and know I am God." Be still and know I am God. Be still and know I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be.
Wow, thank you, Linda. And thank you, everyone, for listening in. Make a true difference in the world by letting your inner light shine. Share it. Offer love and bless those around you. Namaste.
Namaste.